How's your ankle feeling?
I'm good. I feel good.
Coach said that he hopes you guys maybe have half the reps today that you normally would, and then tomorrow maybe go full. Do you feel like you could go full tomorrow?
We're just going to go out there today and move around a little bit and just, you know, see what happens, you know, tomorrow.
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
And Julio, they gave up a lot of yards last week. You know, how do y'all just look at the matchups against their secondary?
They're definitely going to game plan differently, though. Uh-huh. You know, they're going to fix things like we're going to fix things on defense. So, you know, we just got to be ready for everything. And they might try to take me away. We don't know, you know, going into this this week. But they struggled a little bit last week, but that was the first game, you know. So, they're going to make some adjustments.
Sean Smith got benched during the game. Have you ever seen that? Where
I don't know nothing about that.
Like that got set down.
I don't know nothing about, you know, him getting benched or why he got benched or what the coach was, you know, doing for doing that. You know, he might be playing this game. You know, so he might be up, might be starting. You know, we just got to go out there. We got to look at everybody and take everybody, you know, seriously. Everybody has a bad game. Mm-hmm. You know, but we can't go out there and take anyone lightly.
And the Hayden kid, he was drafted pretty high. How's he coming along for that?
I don't know. I haven't been, you know, studying him that much. You know, he's a great athlete. He got taken in the first round. You know, so we'll just see when the game come around. You know, so I can't really just speak on, you know, as far as him being able to play in the NFL because they only played one game.
You know, y'all scored in the no huddle yesterday, and the fans are always asking for more no huddle. Where are you at with you all running the no huddle more, or just running like you all do now?
For me with the no huddle, man, it's just, you know, whatever, you know, offensive coordinator want to do. You know, he's up in the box and he kind of sees the fatigue of the defense. So he puts us in the no huddle to put pressure on the defense. You know, when the guys are fresh out there, it's kind of like, can't really go no huddle right away. You know, you just got to get in the flow of things. You know, with the running game, you got to run the ball pretty good to get going, and also with the passing game as well.
It seemed like early on last week they were going to Derek Muhammad a lot. Did that kind of help you out that they weren't skiing on you right away?
Yes. You know, that was doubling me last week early on. You know, and Sanuk made a few plays for us early on. I started trying to make them play honest. Then they started playing honest, actually, a little bit. Then they came back to start and tried to double me a little bit. But people are going to do that. You know, defenses are going to do that. We just got to continue to do that. Sanu stepping up, making great plays for us, and, you know, other guys stepping up and making plays.
So much was made at Alabama about Amari coming in after you left, kind of a similar receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your relationship and kind of his style to yours.
Amari, he's a fast, twitchy guy, quick guy. And he's a great player. You know, he's going to go out there. He's going to compete for four quarters, you know, just the typical training, you know, you get from Alabama, just being out, just leaving everything out there on the line and just giving 100%.
Julio, coming off of a tough loss on the road against a hard opponent, is this kind of a good test to see where you guys are in terms of mental toughness?
Who was on the road? Who lost on the road?
No, you're playing on the road.
Oh, okay. You know, all losses are tough, you know. You don't want to go out there and, you know, lose ball games. That's where practice come in. You know, we just got to get better at practice and clean up little things. You know, last week it was penalties here and there for us, just little things, just being off. And, you know, we just got to continue to keep growing and getting tighter.
You all moved the ball last week, then three or four in the red zone. So y'all had some opportunities. Y'all trying to work on capitalizing on those this week of practice?
As a whole, for his offense, as a whole, we just got to get better, you know, all the way down. You know, first down, second down, third down, red zone. And that's on us as the players, you know, to get those things better. You know, and that's nobody else control that but us. You know, being up between those white lines out there, we got to communicate and we got to be on the same page.
When you look at this stretch of games that's coming up, does it put any more importance on trying to get this win on Sunday to really set the tone? I mean, you've got a lot of really good teams looking ahead.
No, everybody's in the NFL is a great team. You know, you can't overlook anyone. Any given Sunday, you can get beat. You know, so just one game at a time. You got to take them seriously. And it's one game at a time. I don't know who we play after, you know, Oakland. I'm focusing on Oakland right now.
Cool.
Did tweaking the same ankle cause you any concern about keeping it good for
Something about ankle tweaking. I'm sorry.
Did tweaking it make you concerned about it?
No, I'm fine. No. I'm good. I'm good to go. It's nothing, you know. I think about can't play slow, you know. If I feel like I couldn't go, I wouldn't go. You know, something that's going to hinder me throughout the season. So I'd be okay.
Julio, when you go to like Oakland or Superdome where team, the opposing fans kind of get on you guys a little bit, did that add a little extra energy to you or keep you going during the game where you just doesn't bother you?
It doesn't bother me. Just, you know, like practicing, man. I just go out there and just go to work. You know, whatever happened. They can't control what goes on the field. And you can't allow them to control what's going on the field. You know, that's where the fans come into play at. And then you, like, you're jumping off sides, you're getting upset. You're worrying about the other things instead of worrying about, you know, your job and doing helping your brother out there.
I know it's an emotional game, and there's a lot of times you'll come over and throw your hands up in the air. Is it because the ball wasn't thrown your way or a play wasn't made? I know it's emotional, but there's some times that you kind of throw your hands up like, I'm open or something like that?
No, you know, I can't recall that, okay. You know, but might be a gesture just because we're better than that. You know, if we go out there and get a three and out or something, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's on us. No one, they not stopping us or anything like that. It's just more on us. And I feel like we can do a lot better, you know, as a whole, myself included. You know, we just got to keep working.